It's Friday, the 8th, I believe, or maybe it's the 7th of April. It's 6 a.m. and I'm sitting in the car. I've got the heater on. I'm waiting to get in the gates to another cabaret sale. It's fine and dry at the moment, though it was raining during the night, obviously, again. But the forecast is good for today here, at least in this part of the world. Forecast is pretty decent, dry. That's all we ask for, dry. Sun's a bonus. My fingers are cold, even just in that short spell leaving the house and getting here, 5 minutes. Cold car, you see, cold car. It's it was reading 1°C when I left the house. It's now reading 3. That's probably because I've been sitting here for just a few minutes getting the heater up to temperature to blow lovely warm air on my face and my fingers. I'll switch it off just now because it's noisy, isn't it? Maybe we'll hear the jackdaws because they're beginning to leave already, the big rookery behind Morrison's. I don't want those windows too far. Granville. Oh, come on. Wait, that's enough. Okay, the jogger's coming. Yes. These girls are out early in the morning because I don't know where they're running from. 3, 1, 1. I hear more coming. 6, 7, 8. Wonder if that poor big heavy girl will be there. Well, she's there. Huh? She's not lost. But she is struggling. Oh, she stopped again. Just too much. Yes. Probably does it in these stages. Come on, you girls. And someone stay with her. Just walk with her for a wee bit. Encourage her. Instead of running past her. Yeah, they're doing that. Good for them. Good for them. Not like last week. This morning I made a big boo-boo. The blackbird sings outside our window on the rooftop, our bedroom window. From about 4 a.m, I guess. It's beautiful. It doesn't keep you awake. If you happen to be awake, you can hear it, but go off to sleep, no bother again. So this morning when I was very quietly leaving the house, I was still in the vestibule. What a lovely word vestibule is. Front hall, if you like. To take the backpack and 2 or 3 other things out to the car, then come back in and then get ready to grab the car keys and get away. And I thought, I'll record this and also capture the blackbird singing. And I did. So I opened the door and you could hear it even more clearly. Excuse me. Froggy throat. And it was wonderful. So I tiptoed out to the car so as not to disturb it. Put stuff in the front seat, front passenger seat. Tiptoed back. That was great, wonderful. And I was talking, I was whispering, I was saying some nice things about the blackbird song. And all the blackbirds in the area were all singing to each other, all the male blackbirds from the rooftops. I got back into the house and, right, okay, that's enough, I'll stop this now. And I'd forgot to start the record button. Yes, Victor Meldrew moment. Anyway, looking down here, I can see that for nearly 5 minutes in, I haven't forgotten to press the record button. Something catches the jackdaws. There goes a train heading west to Glasgow. it sweeps in a great big curve from the station right round the back of Iceland and McDonald's is just to my right, between McDonald's and the big Morrison superstore. Well, it's not really a superstore, it's a, well, I suppose it is, but it's a nice size, it's not a great big ugly thing. Anyway, so it's still half light, but it's getting there. Overcast skies, it's supposed to clear today. Oh, here comes Colin, so he might just be going straight over to McDonald's. We'll find out just now what he's doing. Yes, I think he is. He hasn't seen me. He's puffing on his fags, as usual. He's actually looking very nonplussed this morning. He won't do anything until he gets into McDonald's and gets one of those big coffees in his hand and another fag. And then everything in the world will be right for a wee while. I don't know how many of those coffees he goes through in a day. Jings. Last week, he was, as usual, he comes over and blathers right for the start. I've said this, if you haven't heard me talking about comedy before, Colin is a music aficionado. He knows so much about music, every aspect of rock and pop. So, he's always looking for new stuff. Records, vinyl, CDs, DVDs. Invariably all music based. Bent over last week to tie his shoelaces tighter. Put his back out. He has a large, let's say, punch at the front. It's usually counterbalanced by his over the neck, shoulder satchel, which has usually got vinyl records in, which are heavy, as you know. It kind of counterbalances them, stops him from tipping over front forwards. I think it was just too much for his back last week. More runners. Or was that the same ones? Are they just doing circuits? Yeah, probably. Anyway, I never did finish about those girls. They must start early, because wherever they start from, they're obviously out from maybe about 5 o'clock in the morning, I'm guessing. Good on them. Probably go back home and have a wee bit of Melba toast. And some of that low cholesterol, low fat spread. And black pudding and fried egg on top. Yes. You can tell the natural runners and the not natural runners. Some amazing array of leggings and joggy bottoms, or whatever you call them. I can't remember the last time I've seen so many bums first thing in the morning. Oh dear. Anyway. Anyway, he says, anyway. I'm going to have a wee. Oh, what did I do that? I'm going to have a wee drink of my peach water. A dry throat in the morning. Probably from snoring. That's much better. Oh, what's that? I've broken something. So, this wedding on. I take it's big Andy this morning again, coming down to open the gates. No sign of Billy. What's he crows about this morning, apart from the jackdaws? What's he crows? I haven't heard jackdaws calling yet. That's not fair. He's expecting a good cacophony of jackdaw calls. Oh yeah, I started doing circuits because there's a big girl on her own. Just she walked past very silently there and she started to jog again. But you can see it's hard work for that lass. But good on her. Good on you, girl. Girl power. Good on you. Because next week, you'll be better. And the following week, you'll be better again. And if she's got a bit of guts and determination, even though at the moment she's on her own again, she'll get there, she'll get better. As long as she doesn't give it up, and as long as she doesn't go home and delve into a couple of cream cookies or something. Always the temptation, the devil was before you. Yes. Good to sit and watch the town come to life. Now, the funny thing is that you know that I drive a lot, love driving, drive anywhere. One of the noises that really bugs me when I'm sitting in my car quietly. Not necessarily recording, just sitting in my car. It's car noise. It really does. It bugs me to hell, and I'm as guilty as the next man for. Yes. Making car noise. Maybe I'm annoying other people. Hey ho! So. I could actually I could be doing a walk around the car park, a brisk walk, and been doing some exercise and getting my body into action mode and still talking. Instead of that, I'm sitting in a car in lethargic mode. Yes. McDonald's is beginning to fill up with cars. One after the other, after the other. That's how it'll go. Some going in, some going through the drive-thru. I hear their breakfast rolls are pretty good. I know their coffee's good. And their ice cream's good. Especially the McFlurries that my wife loves. And so does Adrian Wicks at Turbo Stream. Oh my. Right. I'm off. I'm not going anywhere, I'm just going to start the car and put the heat on again. See if I can throw these fingers out. A wee bitty. Hope it stays fine and dry. Never get to a car boot, wouldn't you? The whole essence of a car boot is to have a car. oyster catchers in the central belt of Scotland. There's a big crow in front of me in the road where the tarmac pattern is particularly rough, and it's those two, and they're digging their beaks into every wee crevice. What they get, I don't know. I honestly don't know what they get. Tiny fragments of food or something, I don't know. Right. How long is that I've been rambling on? Too long, I suspect. Yes, too long.